You know, obviously, I think coming from a player's perspective, we understand, you know, how tough it is to be, you know, not able to be on the field. You know, being hurt, being injured, being, you know, whatever comes up on game day, the first thing you want to do is be out there on the field. And, you know, when something comes up and you're not able to do that, you know, mentally it hurts. So, you know, we understand that. You know, we've all been there before. I've been hurt just as much as anybody, and understand the pressure along that goes with it and the disappointment that goes with it. You know, so absolutely, we have his back 100%. You know, we trust that, you know, he wants to be out there on the field. We know he wants to be out there on the field. So we've got his back, and he understands we're behind him.
In terms of these final three games and the playoffs being unlikely, obviously, what's there to play for, so to speak? I know it seems like an obvious question. But
yeah, there's quite a bit to play for. First and foremost, for this team, this organization, we put so much into the season, you know, to lay down or to, you know, whatever you want to call it, not show up these last 3 weeks is not an option. You know, that we've got way too many guys with a lot of pride for themselves, for this organization, for this team, and really to play for each other. You know, we've built a strong bond on this team, and really have a brother, you know, like a brotherhood in here. So, you know, playing for the guy next to you, playing for, and then at the end of the day, playing for your job. You know, it's crunch time. You know, this is evaluation time in these situations in this organization right now, and everybody understands that. You know, going into these last three games.
Jordan, the idea of the Pro Bowl, have you thought about it at all? And if it were to happen, what would it mean to you?
Haven't thought about it much. Head's been down into this situation here, you know, trying to focus and get this thing back right. But it would be an honor, you know, it would. Something I've always thought about, something I've always dreamed of, you know, wanted to be a part of. So, but, you know, there's right now main focus, and really until the last game, the main focus is this, you know, and winning these last three games.
Last year you were in a 3-4-4-3 this year. Was there a point in the spring or the summer or even into the season when it really clicked in, being in the middle?
I can't say one specific moment. I'll tell you what, it's been a gradual, continuous, you know, learning experience. Obviously, I'm used to being on the outside a little bit. Last time I played in the middle a little bit, but not as much as I have on the outside. But over this course of the season, you know, working with my position coach and working with Coach Schwartz, you know, having the ability to pick their brains and kind of learn from them, and then having Tulloch come in and, you know, give bits and pieces here and there, it's been, you know, a big help. And I attribute it, you know, a lot to the guys around me that I have as a resource. You know, it's tough because you understand the situation, but at the end of the day, we're blessed to be here. I think perspective, when you get in these situations, a sense of perspective comes along with it. You know, obviously the goals, the things that you set out to do are very unlikely now and unlikely for us to achieve. And, you know, but to go towards your last question, we still have a ton to play for. You know, this, we can really springboard ourselves for next season, you know, and really set a foundation and learn from the mistakes and all the close losses that we've gone through. You know, learn from that, build a foundation, and springboard us forward for the future. So, you know, it's tough. It's tough. It really is. But, you know, it's a learning process, and it's something that you've got to make sure you take advantage of, because you don't want to go through all that stuff and not learn anything from it. You know, we've got to take it, apply it, and move forward.
The Ravens offensive line, it started to become more solidified when Marshall Yonder flipped sides. In your film study, watching Marshall Yonder, what have you seen from him, and what really stands out when you watch his play?
I think they utilize him well. But I think that team as a whole, just their offense as a whole, man, is just really coming, of whatever, whatever you want to call it. They're really clicking. They're starting to click. They're starting to find their identity. And I think first and foremost, it starts with Flacco, running the plays. So, obviously he's a great player, but, as a whole, they've got a lot of weapons. They've got a lot of guys. That we have to contain.
I know it doesn't impact your side of the ball, but Lane being out, it's going to move. This is the 10th game, the end of suspension. Do you wonder,
this is the last one. This is the last game.
Do you wonder what the offense might have been if he had been there?
You can't think about it like that, man. You got to – the situation is what it is, and you've got to roll with it, and it's always – That's this league, it's next man up. It's just like somebody getting injured, having to sit out. So you can't really, I know. Hey, right? It's but you really can't really think about it like that. You just got to play with who's up and move forward.
You don't feel like last one, guys?
You don't feel like he let you down a little bit?
Nah, man, that's a question for Lane. Obviously, he's got his own feelings. I think he's addressed that already to you guys. For me, it's you've got to move forward with who you have. You can't focus on who you don't have. If you do that, you're in the wrong business. Your mind's in the wrong place, too. No problem.